time, coffee farmers in West Acholia are cutting significant losses after prolonged dry conditions and poor crop management left thousands of seedlings withered in their gardens. Many growers who planted coffee for the first time in 2025 had hoped a perennial crop would lift them out of poverty. Instead, a lack of water and inadequate shade has seen large numbers of young plants dry up before maturity. Moses Lukia, a farmer from Bungatira sub-county in Glo district, told Spice FM that more than half of the 800 coffee seedlings he planted in July 2025 have since dried out, leaving gaps that must now be replanted. Lukia admits that he made mistakes at the outset. He invested 800,000 shillings in seedlings and weeded the garden three times, yet he is still far from seeing any return on his efforts. Lukia opted to purchase seedlings after those supplied under the government's Operation Wealth Creation Program were delayed. Despite the setback, he remains determined. Alex Otim, the chairperson of Gulu Coffee Farmers Cooperative, which has more than 100 members, said farmers located near water sources have managed to regain their crops. However, nine members lost more than 4,700 coffee plants during the current dry spell, expected to ease in March.